It's possible you'll never understand. I know I never managed to explain. I can see why you would need someone to blame. It's possible I've thrown it all away.
Escoltem de fons la veu de Naleila Arat, i és una cantautora basada a Londres, d'Israel, però viu a Londres, és londinenca, i fa una parella sentimental i també musical amb en J.F. Robitaille. Ell és de Montreal, però els dos viuen a Londres, i a més estan acompanyats d'una criatura que farà 3 anys aviat, que es diu Milo, que també ens acompanya aquí en directe a l'estudi de Ràdio Illa, i venen molt sovint a Formentera, passen alguns dies cada any, i aquesta nit tindrem l'ocasió de veure'ls en directe en un concert que no us podeu perdre, a Sa Panxa, a Sant Ferran, en aquest pati tan xulo que tenen a la part del darrere. No tenim tan sovint l'ocasió aquí a Formentera de veure músics consagrats, contrastats, que venen de fora, i ells ho són. Han tingut els seus singles d'èxits, i precisament fa ben poc que Naleila va estar participant en un cicle d'homenatge a Londres, a la gran Joni Mitchell, per posar un exemple, i els tenim aquí en directe. Farem l'entrevista, com ho fem en altres ocasions, en anglès, amb aquesta traducció consecutiva. Jo els hi parlaré en anglès, ells em respondran en anglès, i jo us explicaré què diuen, i farem el que podrem. El meu anglès està una mica oxidat, una mica rovellat, però bé, farem el que podrem. Good morning, Lyle.
Buenos días.
Bon dia. Good morning, bonjour. JF, if you can come close to the mic. And JF, sí, i aquest és en Milo. Good morning, Milo, too. Aquí farem l'entrevista com podrem, perquè tenim també en Milo. Lyle, you've been here among us for the past 3 weeks. It's like 3 weeks, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we arrived just for the jazz festival, so it's about 3 weeks ago, no?
Doncs mira, van arribar aquí just per quan hi havia el festival de jazz, un pel·liu abans, i ja són 3 setmanes aquí a Formentera. You do come every year at least once.
That's right, I think for the past 25 years or something. Yeah.
Ah, wow.
I'm old now, so it's been a long time.
Diu que sí, que venen un cop, una volta a l'any almenys, i que ho ha fet durant els darrers 25 anys. I assume that living in London, which has this particular weather, we won't judge it, we won't talk much about it.
29 degrees in London this weekend, it was.
29?
I know, we missed it.
But I guess you look forward every winter, spring, that the time to come here arrives.
Of course, yeah. No, we wait for it. And when you haven't been here for a while, you start kind of missing it in your bones. Yeah.
Diu que sí, que venint del Regne Unit, ja a l'hivern i a la primavera comencen a tenir ganes de venir aquí, que el troben a faltar, fins i tot ho senten en els ossos. What is it, Formentera, that you enjoy more, the most?
That's a difficult question to answer, because I think it's a kind of magic that's quite hard to describe in words. You know, I was young when I started coming here, mm-hmm. and it was one thing. It was a family holiday. It was certain friends that brought us, and then over the years, you know, you started meeting people who also came every year or who lived here, mm-hmm. or like you, and it was very, very much about the people. Mm. It still, but then slowly, you know, now we're here completely different with our baby, and it's like exciting for him to be in the sand and in the sea. And so,
baby.
But that's you. Yeah, that's right. So it's like everything together, the fact that I know it and love it and feel so at home here, the fact that each time it's actually quite different because I'm in a different place, Sorry, that was long. I know you need to translate it. But...
Yeah, no, diu que va començar a venir aquí a Formentera, doncs fa, com dèiem, fa 25 anys. Primer doncs, eren unes vacances familiars i els encantava doncs, el sol, la platja, etc. Però després s'ha convertit doncs, en una relació doncs, més humana i que el que els agrada doncs, aquí és la gent que han anat coneguent, la gent que han anat trobant-se en el camí i ara doncs, entren en una nova fase doncs, amb el petit, doncs que li dirà doncs, que vagi a la platja, a l'aigua i doncs, que no s'ho perden. Jaiev, ell és en Jean-François, així és el seu nom, perquè és del Quebec, com dèiem abans. About you, there is this story about Leonard Cohen from Montreal as well, that the first time that he walked upon Hydra in Greece, he apparently spent 2 weeks laying on a rock, taking off the cold of a 25-year life in Montreal. I don't know it's the same thing for, with you when you come here in Formentera. If you need to lay down, I don't know, a few hours on the sun to remove that cold.
Yeah, you never get it fully out of your bones. But I can relate to that. And apparently Leonard was just walking down the street in Montreal and a man came out of a travel agency. And he had beautiful sunglasses and a nice tan. And he just asked him, where did you just get tickets from? And he said, Greece. Hydra. He said, I'll get tickets for that. And it's unbelievably cold in Montreal and it's unbelievably beautiful here. So, yeah.
Li explicava aquesta anècdota de quan Leonard Cohen doncs, que va viure molt de temps a Hydra i allà va començar a composar cançons, doncs com el primer cop que va anar a aquesta illa a 2 hores d'Atenes, doncs va estar com 2 setmanes jaient en una roca, traient-se tot el fred del damunt que havia acumulat durant 25 anys a Montreal, i li explicàvem, bé, hòstia, tu ets a Montreal, doncs quan deus venir a Formentera et deu passar una cosa similar, i em diu, sí, m'hi puc relacionar, el puc entendre, perquè sí, és increïblement fred allà, i de fet ens explicava l'anècdota que un senyor, que en Leonard Cohen es va trobar un senyor al carrer i li va preguntar, escolta, d'on vens amb aquestes ulleres de sol? I diu, mira, de Grècia, doncs jo 8 tiquets per anar a Grècia. Leil, let's get back to you. I think now being a mom the past 4 years with the pregnancy now he'll turn 3.
He just turned 3. This is actually his birthday holiday.
Okay, I guess composing music, creating music, it's become a different process now.
I mean, the main thing that changes is the amount of time you have. So I've written, I would say, a lot less songs since he was born, but I think they're some of the best ones. So maybe it's quality, not quantity.
Li preguntava, clar, des que ha sigut mare fa 3 anys i amb l'embràs just ara, en Milo ha fet anys, i just doncs, abans quan estava doncs, prenyada, en aquest cas, doncs, clar, ara tot el procés creatiu és diferent, ha agafat doncs, una nova dimensió, i explica, diu, sí, ara composo moltes menys cançons, però són de les millors que he fet des de doncs, que en faig. És a dir, que en aquest cas prima la qualitat per damunt de la quantitat. De fet, hem escoltat algunes de les seves últimes cançons, hem escoltat aquest Thank You al principi de l'entrevista i també hem escoltat doncs, aquest The Waterfront entre algunes de les últimes cançons doncs, que ha composat Leil. You keep composing songs on your own, but you still do the duo with JF. How do you cope with the two ways?
I would say it's quite like you write a song, it's quite clear, is this is a Lyle song or okay. This is a good song for the duo, or we're writing specifically for this album. I mean, I think we're very concentrated on touring together and writing stuff together, and actually ironically, because of Milo, we have less time together at the moment because one of us is with him or the other one is with him. You know, there's minimal time that he's in a nursery. And so I think without really planning it, in the last year or two, we've started writing more solo material again. Mm. But we do have a duo album that will come out next year. So it's nice to flip between the two things.
Clar, li preguntava, clar, ells tenen aquesta carrera conjunta i han tret discos conjunts. Recordem, per exemple, la cançó, un petit èxit que van tenir, com era Heathrow, que cantaven els dos en banda, però i ara li deia, com us ho feu? Ara amb la criatura, doncs, composeu més per separat, seguiu en aquest vessant de duo, i diu, doncs, que surt naturalment, quan escrius una cançó, de vegades aquesta és una cançó de la Lyle, o de vegades dius, doncs, aquesta és una cançó per tocar els dos, i diu, doncs, que sí, doncs, que clar, com que tenen menys temps, perquè un està cuidant el boix i l'altre, doncs, està composant, doncs surten més cançons per separat, però, irònicament, paradoxalment, l'any que ve sortirà un nou disc dels dos. You said that the new album is coming next year.
Yeah.
You have recorded it already?
Yes, it's recorded already.
So it needs to be mixed and...
Maybe even a single will come out later this year.
And what is it about?
About? I don't know that it has a subject matter, an overriding,
it's not a conceptual
theme,
album.
But the strange thing is that some of the songs, a lot of the songs were written before the pandemic, and then it took time, and they are much more relevant now. So it's strange, you know, like I think the world was already kind of falling apart before, we just don't remember, and then since then, and everything that's happening since, it feels like prophetic in some ways.
Li he preguntat de què va aquest nou disc que trauran junts i diu, mira, no sé dir-te si hi ha un tema concret del que vagi el disc, però diu que sí que moltes de les cançons van ser escrites abans de la pandèmia i que han esdevingut profètiques perquè el món, abans de la pandèmia, no ens calia la pandèmia, ells ja veien doncs, que s'estava desmoronant. I llavors, doncs, en fi, doncs... There is this, I wouldn't say a pessimistic angle in your songs, but for instance, one of your best songs was about Brexit, which in a way really shocked you. I don't know if by now you have accepted it already, but it took you a while.
Do you remember when Brexit was the biggest problem in the world?
Yeah,
It seems like nothing now. That song was... Well, it was Brexit and a very big breakup that coincided in the same moment. So I think it was somehow thinking about the parallels between the two. I don't know. I haven't thought about Brexit for a while. Maybe better that way.
No, diu que si ens en recordem, quan el Brexit era una cosa doncs, que mos espantés, sobretot els londinencs que estaven a favor de romandre a la Unió Europea, o els britànics, diu... comparat amb el que tenim ara, que si crisi climàtica, que si la guerra doncs, a Europa, que si la pujada doncs, de l'extrema dreta a tot el món, diu, el Brexit era poca cosa. So you took along a guitar with you. It's an old guitar, but it looks beautiful.
It's a very old guitar. It was my father's first guitar. And somehow it ended up living here on the island. And... It's, you know, the strings are old, but they're so nice and soft to play.
Diu, té una guitarra, diu que és una guitarra antiga, però és molt polida. Diu que és la primera guitarra que va dur son pare aquí a Formentera quan va venir a viure aquí. We didn't know Ron could play guitar too.
Oh yeah, he plays very well.
Ah, that's
very, I don't know if he's modest or he genuinely doesn't know how good he is, but he's a fantastic finger picker.
Ah, molt bé.
Yeah.
Very well, li pregunto, no sabien que el seu pare, en Ron Arat, sap tocar la guitarra? Ui, sí, ell toca molt i molt bé, i a més diu, ell potser és modest, però sap arpeggiar amb els dits molt i molt bé. So you will play us a song?
Yeah, I thought, I know at the beginning, my Spanish is not so good, but I did hear you say Joni Mitchell, and I guess you were talking about this show that I did in London, a tribute for her 80th birthday. So I thought I would play one of the songs that I played in this concert.
Molt bé, doncs ha portat la guitarra aquí, a la nostra petició, i de fet ella, com us dèiem, ha participat en aquests últims dies a Londres, i ha hagut un homenatge doncs, a la gran Joni Mitchell, una de les grans músiques dels últims 60 anys, amb referència per moltes cantautores que van venir després i per moltes cantants que van venir després, i ella hi ha participat, va ser criada a participar amb geni molt potent, i diu que cantarà doncs, una de les cançons doncs, que va, en aquest cas, oferir en aquests concerts que hi ha hagut a Londres. Whenever you want.
Okay. You know, she wrote about Hawaii, a different island, but maybe in this island it can have some resonance as well. They pave paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique and a swinging hotspot. Don't it always seem to go? You don't know what you've got till it's gone. They pave paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And then they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go? You don't know what you've got till it's gone. They pave paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey farmer, farmer, won't you put away that DDT now? Give me spots on my apples, but leave me the birds and the bees. Please don't it always seem to go. You don't know what you've got till it's gone. They pave paradise and put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi came and took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go? You don't know what you've got till it's gone. They pave paradise, put up a parking lot. Pave paradise, put up a parking lot. Yes, we pave paradise, we put up a parking lot. Pave paradise, put up a parking lot.
Bravo, 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 bravo. Aquí la Laila Arat, com podeu veure, doncs no us deixarà indiferents aquest vespre si vos apropeu al Sa Panxa. En un principi està previst el concert que comenci a les 10, seran els dos, ella i en JF Robbie Tail. A partir de les 10 estareu la mar de bé fresquets al pati del darrere, però sobretot més enllà del beure i del menjar, el que gaudireu és dos músics brutals que venen, en aquest cas, des de Londres. About the show tonight, will you be displaying your own songs for the past 10-15 years, the new songs of the new album, or some covers too?
All of that. Yeah, a mixture of that.
Molt bé, diu que tocaran cançons doncs, del seu repertori de tots aquests anys tocant, també del nou disc que es preveu que surti doncs, a finals d'any, i algunes versions, com per exemple ara escoltàvem aquesta de Joni Mitchell, about the album, is it with a full band behind it?
Yes, the new album has full production. Yeah.
Full production, nice.
Yeah, I'm excited for people to hear it. Yeah.
Doncs jo dic que sí, que el nou disc a més tindrà en banda, com ja havíem fet amb discos anteriors, i a fi doncs es disfruta més quan hi ha bateria, hi ha baix, hi ha tot.
But today very stripped back.
Però avui serà doncs amb més caràcter acústic i res. Lyle, thank you very much for visiting us.
Thank you very much, always a pleasure.
Thank you very much, i res, aquesta nit a les 10 als Apanxa, en aquestes ocasions d'estiu que no us podeu perdre. Pere, per què no anem amb la quarta cançó que t'he preparat, Miguel, aquesta versió que van fer... Sí, aquesta que estàs agafant, aquesta versió que van fer ells dos del Stand By You de Pretenders. Aquesta és la veu, en aquest cas, de Lyle Arad i d'en Jayeb Robitel, aquesta nit, en directe aquí a Formentera. Thank you, Lyle.
Thank you.
Why you look so sad? Tears are in your eyes. Come on and come to me now. Don't be ashamed to cry. Let me see you through. 'Cause I've seen the dark side too. When the night falls on you, you don't know what to do. Nothing you confess. Make me love you less. I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you. Won't let nobody hurt you. I'll stand by you. So, if you're mad, get mad. Don't hold it all inside. And talk to me now. Hey, what you gotta hide? I get angry too. Well, I'm a lot like you. When you're standing at the crossroads, don't know which path to choose. Let me come along. 'Cause even if you're wrong, I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you. Won't let nobody hurt you. I'll stand by you. Take me into your darkest hour, and I'll never desert you. I'll stand.